The Thunderbolts fell behind early and didn't pick up their first hit until the seventh inning as they fell to the Lake Erie Crushers 7-0 in the series opener at Standard Bank Stadium Friday night. Kevin LeChance walked to lead off the ballgame for Lake Erie and scored on a QB Meyer double that proved to be the game-winning hit. Cody Lenihan's single later in the first inning made it 2-0. Lenihan struck again in the third, doubling the lead with a two-run homer. Ethan Westfall started for the Crushers and held the Thunderbolts without a base runner for the first six innings. He got a little more support in the top of the seventh when Sean Hurley drew a bases loaded walk to extend the lead to 5-0. It was Omar Obregon, though, to break up Ethan Westfall's night.
Obregon has grounded out twice. He hits this one on the ground and past the glove of Cody Lenihan out to left field. That's a base hit for Obregon, who rounds first and heads to second. A leadoff double breaks up the no-hitter, breaks up the perfect game. And the Thunderbolts have a man in scoring position.
The Thunderbolts went on to load the bases as Axel Johnson singled and Larry Balko was hit by a pitch, but Westfall struck out back-to-back hitters to end the inning. Lake Erie pushed across their last two runs in the eighth on RBI singles for LeChance and Meyer. On the bright side, not only did Obregon shine with the bat, he did as well with the glove.
Ground ball up the middle. Omar Obregon behind second base. Gloves it, spins, throws to first.
Got him.
And he did get him. What a play by Omar Obregon to end the inning. Great work by the veteran shortstop.
Westfall picked up his first win in his second start of the year, throwing seven shutout innings and allowing two hits. Eddie Avila started and took the loss for the Bolts despite allowing only four hits in 5 2/3 innings. He gave up four runs. The series continues with Game 2 on Saturday night. Devin Raftery moves from the bullpen to make his first career start, and he'll be opposed by Lake Erie's Sean Renzi. It is the fourth annual Princess Night at Standard Bank Stadium, and a fireworks show will follow the game. First pitch is set for 6:05, and the broadcast can be heard through WCThunderbolts.com.